This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam, welcome everyone. Parshas Yisrael. We have an amazing subject tonight. First, the Shiurim on Sefer Shemais are once again generously sponsored by our dear friend, Dr. Zakheim, Umeshpachta Lilei Nishmas, Rav Shloima Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakheim, and Lilei Nishmas, Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tuvia Halevi, Began Eden Tehei Menuchas, and the Shvi Melitze Yisharm for their whole family, Ad Bias Goyal Tzedek. All the learning of Chodesh Shvat is sponsored by the Israeli family in Lezecher Nishmas, Meir Ben David, Began Eden Tehei Menuchasai, Shvi Melitze Yisharm for his whole family, Ad Bias Goyal Tzedek. Tonight's shir is sponsored by my good friend in the Holy Land, Yaakov Mizrahi. May Hashem bless him with Simchas Anachas Ad Bias Goyal Tzedek. If anybody wants to start getting going, you have two options for Purim. Purim's coming, less than 30 days. There's the Hebrew Sefer, the English Sefer, and you need to get both of them because there's stuff in one that's not in the other. Also, Sefer Shemais. We're only halfway through Shemais, so you could get your Sefer on Shemais. Baruch Hashem, on Sunday we submitted the Haggadah to Art Scroll for publication, but if anybody still wants to be Mishtatef, that is available. Parshas Yisrael. Today we're going to talk about a very important subject. Now, a few weeks ago we spoke about 10 locations in the davening where you should be mechavein to daven for the physical, spiritual, emotional welfare of your children. We spoke about Berachas HaTorah. We spoke about in Shema, in Ahava Rabba, in Atachoinen, in Hashivenu, in Laman Loi Niga Lorik, in Vanizo Isbisi Ruchi Asher Alecha, in Ledar Vadar, Venafshi Ke'afar LaKoltia, and one more, in Mahamapil Sahimi Tosi Shleim Olafanecha. How I was able to do that, I have no idea, because if you would have asked me 10 minutes ago, maybe I could have come up with 6 or 7 of them. But those are the 10. Those are the 10 Mekoymois. Today we're going to talk about 10 times during the year that are predisposed, that are mesugal to daven for the spiritual success, the material success, the emotional welfare of your children. And you ask, why are we giving it on Parshas Yisrael? I can't be megala all the reasons, but one of them is because the main maramakim happens to be on Parshas Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Bechaye says in the beginning of the Aseres Hadibrois, in the introduction to Aseres Hadibrois, Hashem tells Moshe, Koi soymar lebeis Yaakov. So shall you say to the house of Jacob. Then visaged lebnei Yisrael. Then tell the Jewish people. So when you hear Beis Yaakov, you think of a girls' school. Well, there's a good reason for that. Why do you think of a girl? Because Beis Yaakov refers to the Nashim. And the Rabbeinu Bechaye says, "Koy soymar lebeis Yaakov." When you speak to the women, you need to speak amira raka, benachas, softly, gently. And it's very important to speak to the nashim, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, in order to draw the heart of the children for Torah. Why? First of all, what are you going to tell the father? Father, make sure your kid learns every day and davens every day. The father's not home, so what do you mean, tell your kid? The father, he gets up early, he goes to the davening, he learns, he's out in the office, and were you going to tell the father to take care of the kid? The mother's the one that's home. So therefore, Rabbeinu Bechaye says, even though technically, the mitzvah of chinuch is on the father, you know that, and it's a question whether a mother even has a halachic obligation of chinuch. But practically speaking, at the end of the day, the mother is the one that is, she's the one that's home. Right, something like that, right? So the woman is the one who is home. Furthermore, she knows how to sweet talk the kid. The father comes into the room with a club with spikes on it, and he says, you know, go to yeshiva. And the mother comes and says, Shefala, Mamala, get up, we'll give you some chocolate milk and orange juice and a Danish and a muffin, and then you'll have a bowl of cereal and then eggs. Okay, Mamala, okay, Shefala, another 10 minutes. Yingala, it's already 12:30 p.m. Don't you think it's time to get up? Just a few more minutes, and the mother sweet talks the kid into doing what he has to do. So therefore, the mother is the one who's really going to be able to be successful in getting the child interested in Avodas Hashem. Therefore, says Rabbeinu Bechayev, Lachein Ru'uya Ha'isha Lehispala L'Hashem Yisbarach. It is fitting for a woman to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shas Hadlakas Haner Shel Shabbos. At the time she lights the Shabbos candles. She mitzvah mutelas aleha. That's a mitzvah that's placed upon her. It seems like Rabbeinu Bechayev is saying, since the onus of engendering Avas Hashem and Avas HaTorah really falls on the mother more than the father, the mother should really be davening for her child, especially at the time of lighting the Ner Chanukah. Sheyitein la Hashem banim, that Hashem should give her children, me'irim b'Torah, illuminating in Torah. Well, now, ask Rabbeinu Bechayev, why should you daven then? Why shouldn't you daven on Friday afternoon or after the meal? Rabbeinu Bechayev says a great principle. Ki hatfila yoyser nishmas b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah. Prayer is more effective at the time you do a mitzvah. In other words, if you would measure the efficacy of tefillah in a special efficacy of tefillah measurer, they have those things in certain, you could buy, you know, you take like a metal thing, you plug the tefillah in. If you would want to know how effective a tefillah, it would not be plateaued. There would be certain times that tefillah is more effective, sometimes less. At the time of the performance of a mitzvah, tefillah is much more effective. Therefore, the woman should take advantage of the Eis Ratzon of lighting the Ner Shabbos, uvizchus Ner Shabbos, in the merit of the Ner Shabbos, shu ar, tizke lebanim balei Torah hanikreis ar. This is the famous chiddush, really, of Rabbeinu Bechayev. And Torah Rabbeinu Bechayev doesn't say anywhere that a woman should daven at the time of Ner Shabbos. Now we get in trouble now, right? So first, women go like this. Again, nobody has any idea why women would go like this. You could tell me whatever reason. Still, it hasn't in 2,000 years. It still has not. Nobody has been megala. What they're supposed to do is cover their eyes. For Ashkenazim, they first make the bracha. They first light the candle, right? They first light the candle. But they really, they're supposed to make the bracha before. If they make the bracha before, they're mekabel Shabbos. So they light the candle, but they're not supposed to be nene. So they're supposed to cover their eyes. But somehow it became a very religious, inspiring ritual. Some say they're being mekabel the Shabbos. How? Okay. But hanach lebenois Yisrael. But at the end of the day, it doesn't say in the Gemara anything about davening at the time of lighting the Ner Shabbos. Rabbeinu Bechayev is the one who's megala. He reveals that is the most appropriate time for a woman to daven for the success in Torah and Yerushalayim of her child. By the way, Rabbeinu Yonah likewise writes this. Rabbeinu Yonah says something very important, that she should make sure to make a bracha with Yadayim Nekiyos. Sometimes a woman, she's rushing to light the candles, but where was she right before? She might have been in the Beis HaKiseh. She might have been changing something. She has to wash her hands before she lights the candles. Maybe going like this somehow, cleans the hands. But, says Rabbeinu Yonah, v'tespalel ba'ois hasha al banea shiyu banea me'irim ba'olam b'toyru v'mitzvais. And says Rabbeinu Yonah, she should say, Yehi ratzoin sheyiu banai me'irim ba'olam b'toyrah uv'mitzvois uv'yirah shamayim. Now we come to a very interesting segula. What if a woman is having a hard time raising her kids? Which is really par for the course, you know. Hashem told Chava that you're going to have tsar gidul banim. Not like 90% of kids are going to be a cinch, and you know there'll be one or two. That's par for the course. It's not always easy. Says this is interesting. This is a skula brought in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. A woman who's having a challenge with her children, or if she doesn't yet have children, she should say after she lights the neiros the haftorah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And it's good that she understands what she's saying. And she should say it bekavana, which is the tefillah of Chana, tefillas Chana. It's a segula. It's brought in the Kitzur. By the way, in the Sefer Sharei HaEmuna, he brings that there's a tradition from this in Yerushalayim, going back to the Arizal. A woman's having a hard time with her kid. She should say the Haftarah the first day of Rosh Hashanah after Hadlakas Neiros. Now, so far we have two independent ideas. Number one, the Zman of lighting the Ner Shabbos is an Eis Ratzon. Why? Because she's Mekayim a Mitzvah. Therefore, she should daven for her children. And number two, as a skula, she should say the Haftarah the first day of Rosh Hashanah when? After she lights the Neiros. But nobody has connected the two. Nobody said she should say this Haftorah at that Zman because she just lit the Neiros. Comes the Shla HaKadosh. The Shla HaKadosh says, this is very interesting, he quotes Rabbeinu Bechaye that lighting the Ner Shabbos is a mitzvah, a woman is Mekayim. Therefore, it's an Eis Ratzon. Therefore, she should daven. And she should take advantage of the Zman to say the Haftorah the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So it seems like there's a connection. Because she just did a mitzvah, therefore it's an Eis Ratzon, there's an expanded Eis Ratzon, not just like that second. In other words, when you plug in, remember, tonight's show, we're talking about the special machine that measuring the efficacy of tefillah. We have a couple that are still left in stock, but if you wanted to measure the efficacy of tefillah, for how long does the Eis Ratzon last, it seems like it doesn't just stop. You have a window.
We connect children to theirs yet?
Well, we know, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Haragel Baner, Havin Leibanim Tamidei Chachamim. Well, Rashi says, Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Rashi says both over there. But that's the performance of the mitzvah itself, you'll have Banim Tamidei Chachamim. But Rabbeinu Bechaye seems to say that it's an Asiyas HaMitzvah, and therefore it's an Eis Ratzon. By the way, interesting, you know, what do you do after you eat a piece of bread? Say Berch Samazayin. What do you do after you say Berch Samazayin? You daven. You say Harachamans. Harachaman is not part of Berch Samazayin. Harachaman is Tfilois. Why do you say Tfilois after Berch Samazayin? So the Chafetz Chaim said, you just benched. Benching is a mitzvah. So it's an Eis Ratzon. It's an Eis Ratzon. Now you need to daven. Okay. So you say, what about the men? So the women, they're busy doing mitzvahs and then making Eis Ratzons and then davening. And the men, like, what do we do? So it's very interesting. In the Sefer Shivas Tzion of Rav Ben Tzion Mutzafi, he says, the Zman of Kiddush Friday night is an Eis Ratzon, and therefore at that time you should be Mavakesh al Banov Uvnoisav, that they should go in the Derech HaTorah. Now, where did he get this from? He said, I heard it from my father, Rav Solomon Mutzafi. And he gives all kinds of Kabbalistic reasons why it's an Eis Ratzon. And he says, but because it's not found in Chazal, you should not daven out loud. You should whisper it quietly. And Bechlal, even though you're not supposed to daven for your tzrachim on Shabbos, but this is not considered davening for physical needs. This is considered Sarche Shamayim. But it seems like, I would think, that the beginning of Shabbos, the Kabbalah of Shabbos, that whole Zman, the extended Zman is an Eis Ratzon. And it seems like even if you're a man, you could also daven at this Zman for a man and the onset of Kiddush. Okay, that is Zman number one. Zman number one is for women at the time of Halakas Ner Shabbos. And it seems like for men, right before Kiddush is Mesugal to be Mispal for one's children. During Kiddush, you're supposed to look at the Neiros. Yeah, it restores eyesight. If anyone has anxiety, the Gemara says that Daiga, it removes a certain percent of one's vision, and you look at the Neiros on Friday night, it restores that. Okay, Zman number two. Zman number two is Rosh Chodesh Elul. See, Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's in a while. Okay, but, you know, never too early. Rosh Chodesh Elul. In fact, Reb Chaim Falaji, who his yard site was when? Today. I mean, like Yud Zayin, now it's Yud Ches, but today was Reb Chaim Falaji's yard site. And where we said last night, where is there a remez in this week's parasha to Reb Chaim Falaji's yard site? Because Reb Chaim Falaji wrote 72 Svarim. He started when he was 16, and his last sefer, he thanked Hashem that he was zoicha to write Svarim Gematria Chayim, I, Bet Chaim, is 68. But with the four letters, Ches, Yud, Yud, Mem, it's 72. 72 Sfarim for Reb Chaim Falaji. By the way, Reb Chaim Falaji invented a few things. First of all, he invented the concept of Koilel. So if you think Koilel was invented in Bnei Brak, or it was invented in Lakewood, Koilel was invented in Izmir. Reb Chaim Falaji, in the 19th century, he created the idea that Talmidei Chachamim learn, and their parnasa is mutal al atzibar. Reb Chaim Falaji also built the first Jewish hospital. Very interesting personality. He writes, starting Rosh Chodesh Elul, when they take out the Sefer Torah, you should daven for your children, that they should be successful in Limud HaTorah and Yirat Shamayim. In the Sefer Negidu Mitzaveh, he also brings from the Arizal, that once everybody starts fasting, beginning Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's a good time to start davening for your children. So I just thought, what's the connection between Rosh Chodesh Elul and davening for your children? Rav Moshe Feinstein, he brings a remez. One of the remezim to Elul is what? Es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha. So Rav Moshe would say like this. People, comes Elul, comes Rosh Hashanah, and everyone's swaying, and everyone's doing tshuva, and everyone's repenting. And what about your kid? That's his problem. No. The main achrayis of teshuva is to make sure that your descendants are also doing teshuva. You know when Elul is Elul? Elul is Es Levav Chavi Es Levav Zarecha. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh Elul is an appropriate time to be mespal for the welfare of your children. Zman number three. Right? This is a unknown. And whenever you could tap into an unknown, you know it's good. You're the only one on that line. You know, not too many people waiting on that line. It's like, you know, nobody would. You never go to a bagel store, a pizza store, matzah Pesach. I mean, you wait till tomorrow. I mean, you got to be out of your mind. You're going. You need pizza. You went 8 days without it. What do you need it then for? You dafka want to wait 4.5 hours for it. You don't wait on a line that there's so many people on the line. So it's always good to go to a, you know, at the time, you have to know. The Arizal was Megaleh, that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when the Chazan says the word Aye, whoa, that's like nuclear bomb. Aye. Okay, so write it, put it on your calendar, make yourself a notification. Not that it should go off then, maybe go off Erev Yom Tif, that get ready for the Aye. When the Aye comes, I can't get into how to be mechavin with the nekudos of Aye, but the bottom line is, that's the moment, the Aye moment. And so then when the Chazan says Aye, you could daven for one of three things. Either to become an oisher muflug, it's not going to do you any good, okay? Either you could become a billionaire. What are you going to do with 90% of it? You're just going to have people bothering you all day. Either you could become an oisher muflug. If you are one, then we could give you a few suggestions. But either you could daven to be an Oysher Muflug, or you could daven for Banim Tzadikim, or you could daven for Ruach HaKodesh. Those are the three options. Don't say, you know, I always wanted to become a Major League Baseball player. That's not one of the three options to daven for. Again, either an Oysher Muflug, or Banim Tzadikim, or Ruach HaKodesh. Number four, Asar Simei Tshuva. We don't think of it this way. We think Aser Simei Tshuva, it's an Eis Ratzon. But the Peleoyetz wrote a Sefer, Yalzu Chasidim. And in the Sefer Yalzu Chasidim, he said, one should always daven for their sons and their daughters, that you should marry them off at the appropriate time, and they should be successful, and they should be healthy. And says the Peleoyetz, especially during the Aser Simei Tshuva, which is an Eis Ratzon. Next, this one I don't think anyone does. This is in the Sefer Sharei Tzion of the Kadmon, Rav Nosson Nata Hanover. He composed the tefillah to say, when you tie up the Dalet Minim, when you tie up your Dalet, when you're Ma'aged the Lulav with the Esrog and the Hadassah and the Ravais, he wrote a tefillah, Yiratzim Mufanecha Hashem Lekav Lekav Isai. I took out where Each one of the Dalminim corresponds to a different letter in the Shem Hashem. And then, when you tie up the Hadas and the Lulav, you should be mispalo for Chayim Toivim, because Hadas and Lulav are both Gematria 68 Chayim. And by the way, Hadas and Lulav are Gematria Chayim Toivim together. And when you tie up your Arava, you should daven for Zera Kasher, for good children. And when you pick up your Esrog, you should be Mechavin for Torah, because Esrog is Gematria Torah. So therefore, remember this. Erev Sukkis, when you tie up your Dalad Minim, what are you going to do then? You're going to put on some new song where the beat is so hypnotic that, you know, you don't even know what planet you're on? It's the time to daven for the welfare of your children. In fact, the Belzer Rebbe also writes that especially at the time of binding up the Arava, one should daven for Zera Kosher. Zera is Gematria Arava. 277. Okay, next. We've said many times, Rav Chaim Falaji writes in Simen Chavches Ois Mem Aleph, that the simcha that one displays on Simchas Torah, the joy that one exudes on Simchas Torah, the energy one puts into the dancing on Simchas Torah, is a segula that the Torah will remain with you and your children and your descendants forever and ever. Rav Chaim Falaji tells the story of a certain tzaddik who he danced with all his energy on Simchas Torah, and he was zoicha to a great shalsheles of Chachmei Yisrael. The chida composed a special tefillah to recite at the time of the hakafos. By the way, there are two times a year where people get so caught up with alcohol that they don't know if they're coming or going. When are they? The two most powerful days of tefillah of the year. Why? Because the satan doesn't want you to take advantage of the two most powerful. What are the two most powerful days of tefillah? Simchas Torah and Purim. These are the two days of the year. It is well known. First of all, Purim, whatever you ask for, they give you. So the satan says, nah, you're better off focusing on Chayiv Adam Lebesume Bepuraya Adela Yada. Why? Because he's afraid what you might ask for. You know, you might ask for Mashiach. You might ask for Hatzlacha and learning. So he says, you should be machmer on this mitzvah. 99% of other things, you're not as machmer in. No, this is the most important mitzvah in the Torah. And the other time is Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is well known. The Bechiyos, the Tza'akos, back in Europe, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, it was much greater on Simchas Torah than even by Ne'ilah. That's well known. And the Chida wrote a tefillah, a wondrous tefillah that Hashem should give us, but to say at the time of the Hakafos, Schanenu Meitcha, Chachma, Bina, Das, Lechadesh Chidushim, Kushiyos, Havayos, Yeshuvim, and we should be zoicha to Zera Kodesh, Bonim Chachomim, Chasidim, Zera Anoshim, Bori Mazlayu, V'loyim Tzabanu, V'loy Bezareinu, Shum Pagam, V'shum Pisol, V'loy Yikore Zareinu. So, if you forgot to daven on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and if you forgot by Aye, you know, you were distracted during the Aye moment, and Aseret Yemei Tshuva went by, and during Agidas Lulav, I don't know what happened, you got a phone call. Well, a good time to daven is during Hakafos. Number 7, Chasan Torah. Buy Chasan Torah. Because if you buy Chasan Torah, you get a tefillah. The tefillah is, V'schar zeh, you should be zoicha lirois banim uvnei banim oiskim b'tayra. It's a good thing to buy. You get a tefillah. Say, well, you know, in my shul, it's reserved. I can't buy it. So buy it for who it's reserved for. Because if you cause someone else to get a bracha, ha-mevarech yisbarech. So, okay, that's an interesting one. Okay. I needed to have 10, you know. Next. So you forgot Rosh Chodesh Elul. and Aye, you missed out on. And there were no Aravas around. And during Hakafas, you were Yotze, the mitzvah of Chayiv Inish L'Basume. And Chasan Torah was above your pay grade. You always have Ner Chanukah. Like Chazal tell us, that someone who's Zohir, like Rav Yossi said, Zohir B'ner, one is Zohicha to Banim Tamli Chachamim, and one should, therefore, the Peleoid says, should light the Neirois with Kelim Noim, and Shemen Zayizach, and that the wick should be made out of seven strands, and all kinds of particulars. And then, the Peleoids compose the Tefillah to say, before you light the Ner Chanukah, and in this Tefillah, that the Peleoids wrote, he says, V'yala lefanecha, mitzvahs halakas ner chanukha, im mitzvahs halakas ner chanukha shel banecha, uvekoyach segulas mitzvahs halakas ner chanukha, tizakenu, lanu, ulzarenu, lemer mitzvah, v'toyra ar. In the merit of lighting the ner chanukha, we should be zoiche for us and our children, for the ner mitzvah and the illumination of Torah. In fact, the Bnei Yisachar also composed the tefillah to say before lighting the menorah. And there are two versions of this. In version number one, it says, V'gale k'void malchus ch'aleinu mehira, v'lo yomosh ha-toyra mipinu, u'mipi zareinu, u'mipi zera zareinu. So you're davening for yourself, for your children, for your grandchildren, v'nizke lebonim tamidei chachamim. In the other nusach, the Bnei Yisachar writes, look at this. Say v'yikuyam banu mikra shakosala yimusha mipicham pizaracham pizarzaracham shemadavam v'yezari v'zerazari tamichachamim tzadikim chasidim ahuvim lamala nechmadim lamata tachzik es levavam levavenu latoyra, strengthen their hearts and our hearts to serve Hashem uzakenu luris banim. Look at this one. This is the first time I ever saw this. Uvnei banim uvnei v'nei banim oiskim atarva mitzvahis. That you should pray for your great-grandchildren. Why not? Next man. The next man is, the Shlach HaKadosh says, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this verbatim, La'olam yehei shagor b'fi ava'im tefila al b'neihem. It should be frequent, fluent in the mouth of a father and mother, prayer for their children. Which means, one needs to daven for their children, not like, you know, once in a while. Every day, all day long. One needs to pray for their children all day long. If you have to drive carpool, then the whole carpool, you talk to yourself. The other kids will think you're crazy. By the way, they're behaving, they're the ones who need to get themselves in shape, right? But one needs to pray for their children all day long. It should be shagur b'fiv. But the Shlach HaKadosh is megala, that the most opportune time to pray for one's children is Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Because Sivan is the month of the giving of the Torah, Erev Rosh Chodesh is mesugal for Shuva and Kabbalah Satfila. So you're going to have to set a lot of notifications, okay? You need one for before Kiddush. Obviously, can't go off then, okay? But you have to remember that one. You're going to have to set a notification for Rosh Chodesh Elul. You're going to have to set a notification for Ayeh. And Ayeh, you know, the guy in back of you, you tell him, when the Chazan gets to Ayeh, I want you to take your tzitzis and give me a zetz or something. Wake me up by the Ayeh. You're about to doze off for the Ayeh. You tell the guy next to you, go like that to me by Ayeh. No, really, you should really say that. Number four, Asaros Yimei Tshuva. Number five, binding your lulav. Put it on the calendar. You bind your lulav, it's a time to be masal for your children. Number six, Hakafais. Number seven, Chasan Taira. Number eight, Halakas Ner Chanaka. Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And here's the last one. Actually, somebody told me today that we recently set over an amazing idea from the Rebbe Shomer Amunim. He says that a very powerful technique to overcome the temptation to look at something indecent and improper is not looking at something immodest is a mitzvah in the Torah. Which mitzvah? V'loy sasuru acharei levavcha mi'acharei neichem. You know, let's say somebody's walking down the street and they have their challenge with an isayon to look at something indecent. So how does the Yetzirah work? Yetzirah says, just look, nothing will happen. You'll look and then you'll go on with your day. You'll go learn, you'll go daven, nobody will know. It's mamish very geschmack. You don't know what you're missing out on. And it'll just take a 3 seconds, it'll take 1 second, it'll take a half a split a second. What's the big deal? So here's the best technique to use. You got to slow things down in real time. You have to say Yetzirah 1 second. If I overcome this temptation, I'm mekayim a mitzvah. The mitzvah is v'loy sasuru achrei levav. Now it's a very big mitzvah because other mitzvahs like lulav, what's the big deal? So I pay $50 and I buy a lulav. But this mitzvah requires hiskabros hayitzar. So it's a tremendous mitzvah. If I do this mitzvah, it's an ace ratzin. If it's an ace ratzin, you know, I could think of a thing or two I need to daven for. I'm going to daven. I need to daven for someone to have a refu shalema. I need to daven for hatzlacha and parnos. I need to daven for zivugim. Whatever we need to daven for. Say, Yetzirah, are you kidding me? You're going to make me lose out on the opportunity to create a tremendous ace ratzin and daven for it? So somebody told me they heard this. They said it over. They put it on a platform and 15,000 people saw it. There's this little vart. Okay, so this is a very important yesod. We said it in the beginning of this year. But the principle is, when you're mekayim a mitzvah, it's an eis ratzon and your tefillos are answered. Number 10. So therefore, says Rabbeinu Yoina, and he's talking to women here, but it applies equally to men. At the time that you give tzedakah, it's a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, make sure your hands are clean. Why? So you could daven for the welfare of your children. Whoever thought of that? Rabbi Yonah says, make sure when you give tzedakah, you have yadayim nekiyos. Why? Because you're doing a mitzvah. Yeah, I don't have to have clean hands to do a mitzvah. Yeah, I have to have clean hands to daven. So when I give tzedakah, it becomes an eis ratzon, and at that moment, I'm going to daven for the hatzlach of my children. Why? Mimnei shetfilosoi shal adam nishmas b'shashu oisa mitzvah. Ah, so says Rav Yonah, have a great chap. He said, I know about certain sages that they always gave a coin to tzedakah every time they davened. Why? Because why daven regular when you could daven at an eis ratzon? So how do you ensure that every tefillah is an eis ratzon? If you put a nickel in the pushka, so you did a mitzvah. By the way, I'll tell you another mitzvah you could do. You want to make an eis ratzon? This is unbelievable. This is going to make such a big eis ratzon. Before you come into the shul, you leave the phone outside of the shul. So you mekayim the mitzvah of not bringing a phone into shul, which is much bigger mitzvah than giving a nickel to tzedakah. I would say you probably would have to give about $180 to compete with the mitzvah of not bringing your phone into the shul. When you leave the phone out of the shul, you're mekayim a mitzvah. Well, and now once you're mekayim the mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? Probably 50 mitzvahs we could think of. One is Yira Shamayim. One is Avas Hashem. One is Moira Mikdash. Now you created an Ace Ratzah. Now your tefillos will be accepted. So you want to make sure that, like we say by Shabbos, by Mincha time, Va'ani Svilasi Lecha Hashem Ace Ratzoin. You want to make sure that your tefillah, not every tefillah, right? If you plug in, you have two guys. One guy has in his pocket, his phone is on vibrate. The other guy, he left it in the car. You plug these two guys into the special machine we mentioned, one guy's tefillah will be infinitely more received and accepted. Why? Because his tefillah is an eis ratzon. He did a mitzvah. Or somebody accepts upon themselves that they're not going to talk the whole zman tefillah. So if one is makabel that before they daven, then of course their tefillah is an eis ratzon. The tefillah will be more niskabel. These are 10 zmanim where tefillah is exceptionally effective. Number one, of for one's children. Number one, Hadlakas Ner Shabbos, or for men right before Kiddush. Number two, Rosh Chodesh Elul. Number three, Ayeh, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Number four, Aser Simei Tshuva. Number five, Agudas Halulav, tying up the lulav. Number six, during the Hakafais. Number seven, Chasan Torah. Number eight, during Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. Number nine, Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And number ten, at the time of giving tzedakah. But as the Shlach Kadosh says, that it should be fluent and frequent in the mouth of a parent to be mispalah for their children. And we hope the Ribbono Shel Olam mekabel all of our tefilos. V'malei Hashem kol mishaleseinu l'tovah. We should be zoicha, banim uvnei banim oiskim matar v'mitzvos. Thank you everybody for coming. Have a wonderful evening. Chananya ben Akasha Oimer. Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakus es Yisrael. Lefikach. Here will have Tar Mitzvah Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz Man Tzikai, Yagdil Tar V'Yadir.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.